Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. It is the Steve Guerra Show. Good to have you here. Really appreciate you stopping in. So much to cover here. And three big things you need to know right now. Gas prices are going down in Michigan, but they're nowhere near where you'd like them to be. That's for sure. We've got that going on. Let's see. What else do we have? Number two, we've got the Oxford parents of the killer. A surprise witness could have backfired. And then number three, we're going to stay with the theme of the day, and that is one more blockbuster from the Supreme Court, because it'll affect everyone, you, me, everyone. And I want to, you know, share that. Overturning Roe v. Wade, as I've been telling you for days now, maybe not the most dramatic decision from the big court. Maybe not. Because, again, West Virginia versus the EPA asked the important question whether important policies that impact the lives of all Americans should be made by unelected D.C. bureaucrats or by Congress. That's the question at hand. The Chevron doctrine, which basically has allowed for Congress to assign to agencies like the EPA or OSHA or the CDC or a host of others the power to regulate your life. In fact, the power is so sweeping under the EPA, they could basically control what kind of power you use at your house, right down to that level. Because the case involves the Clean Power Plan, which was adopted under President Barack Obama to fight climate change, allegedly. The program was estimated to cost about $33 billion a year and would have completely reordered our nation's power grid. It would reorder everything. You'd have basically central planners in Washington telling us how to run our country. But the state of West Virginia, joined by two coal companies, said, you can't do that. And they sued the EPA, arguing the plan was an abuse of power. And by deciding in favor of West Virginia, the court would begin to rein in the vast powers of the alphabet agencies in D.C. that run our lives, return it to the people that are supposed to do that, the people that you and I elect. Otherwise, you have regulation without representation. And just like the Supreme Court in overturning Roe v. Wade, they ruled that those laws are left to the states and therefore the people's elected representatives. That's the appropriate thing. And it may well decide, and in fact, I'm sure that they have decided that the Chevron doctrine is wrong. And they will return to the non-delegation doctrine, which basically says that giving all of this power to unelected agencies, and by the way, when these agencies have all of this power, and you say, well, wait a second, I want to appeal this decision that you've made about whatever violation I may be in, the appeal goes to the same agency that's after you. A decision that would put Congress in charge would stall. The Green New Deal would die. The Green New Deal would be dead on arrival. And we would no longer be subjected to the radical ideas of fanatics. Fanatics that think we should not have cars and thinks that we should only live in apartment buildings in concentrated areas and only get around by bicycle and electric train and donkey cart. That would all be out the door. It would put lawmakers that you and I elect back in the driver's seat. They'd actually have to debate and go public with the consequences and costs of regulations that are being imposed instead of being done behind a curtain with no buy-in from the public. With no buy-in from the public, or you and I, right? To further the climate agenda, Democrats have been able to hide the full-in price tag of ditching oil and gas as our main energy sources by creating tax subsidies for renewables. If you and I had to pay the real cost of wind and solar power, nobody would be fired up about this great transition. But this case goes well beyond environmental regulation. It goes to when landlords can collect rent, for example. A ruling in favor of West Virginia would reverse decades, since about 1935. This goes all the way back to the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt, when he tried to create the TVA, the WPP, the WPA, the WWW, and all of those 69 other offices and executive branch agencies to do his bidding. 69. The process occasioned Democrat Al Smith to complain that he was submerged in a bowl of alphabet soup. How do you think he'd feel today? How do you think he would feel today? Restricting the power of all these alphabet agencies, they might have to show up more than half the days in the year, for instance, which is the current norm. They show up about half the time. It will derail the ambitions of Joe Biden, who won no significant majority in Congress and appears completely incapable of working across the aisle or talking coherently in public. In addition to broad environmental rules that might come under new scrutiny, subsequent suits might challenge labor laws written by the National Labor Relations Board. Consumer protection edicts coming from the Consumer Finance Protection Board, and regulations put in place by the Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and the entire host of agencies that have immense, many would say, I would say, excess power over your life and mine. Initially, however, the ruling will kill the Biden administration's ambition to kill the coal industry. And that's why West Virginia, our nation's second biggest coal mining state after Wyoming, brought the suit, along with Westmoreland Mining Holdings, North American Coal Corporation, and others. Like Obama, Biden wants to effectively shut down fossil fuel industries that provide cheap, plentiful, and reliable energy and that are the envy of the world. And they are. American energy is the envy of the world. His Build Back Better plan incorporated $550 billion in programs aimed at crushing emissions, including big portions of Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal. Obama's approach was a reinterpretation of the 1970 Clean Air Act to allow nationwide cap and trade regimens, requiring power plants to offset emissions by investing in other low carbon facilities. It's central planning. The Supreme Court can set back all of this. Political parties rise and fall, to be sure, and can also change the nation's directions, but matters of consequence should be argued in the public forum, not buried under almost 100,000 pages of new rules and regulations published during Obama's last year in office. 100,000 pages. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have been outspoken critics of the regulation nation. Today, we hope they weigh in and save the republic. That's what we hope today. I'll take a break. I'll be back. This is the Steve Huber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Justin Verlander shut down the Yankees on four hits on Friday night, allowed one run, lowered his ERA to 2.28 while picking up his ninth win. No one's really surprised Verlander's defying the odds to make a comeback at 39 after missing 2 years to Tommy John surgery, but that doesn't make what he's doing any less remarkable. JV has gone at least six innings in all but three starts, seven or eight innings in half of his starts. He's allowed more than three earned runs twice. Opponents are hitting 190 with no power. Verlander's average fastball velocity is exactly where it was before surgery at 95, and all four pitches remain plus offerings. Verlander has said he'd like to pitch until he's 45. Heck, with a rebuilt arm, now it might be closer to 50.